Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to ask you to turn your Bibles. We got several groups of script, passages of scriptures to read here in Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10. Amen. Amen. Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10. Amen. All right, anybody, you got a Bible back there? Do you need one? Okay, is this back there somewhere? Glory to God. Nehemiah, everybody there? Chapter 8,
verse 10. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
It said, I'm going to read that latter part where it says, neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. And then we'll turn to Psalms. Mm-hmm. Psalms 121. When you have that, would you say amen? Psalms 121 and verses 1 and 2. And it reads like this. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And we're going to turn to the book of Psalms 46, chapter 1 through 5. When you have that, would you say amen? Amen. Psalms 46, verses 1 and 5. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with swelling thereof, Selah. Mm-hmm. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy places of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She should not be moved. God shall help her in that right early. Amen. In the book of Hebrews, that's our last scripture found. Hebrews chapter 10. And God's been giving us this scripture in so many other services. Chapter 10 and verse 37. Amen. I'm going to start at verse 37, and we're going to read 37, verse 37. Amen. It says, for yet a little while, can somebody say a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord, and the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Our message today is help is on the way. Amen. Amen. Help is on the way. Amen. And how many know that before... If you really think about it, when you're waiting on something or you're looking for something, sometimes the situation looks worse before it gets better. Amen. And that's when we get thrown off, because we feel like, well, if help is on the way, why is this going like it is going this way? Why is this happening? And the Lord, he encourages us. And see, the Lord always speaks to you about stuff that's not even really happening at the present time. God speaks things to you. He speaks changes to you that's going to happen before they happen. That's just the way God does. Amen. Because he calls those things are not as though they are. Amen. Because he's a faith God. Amen. Amen. So God will speak to you and he'll tell you it's going to be all right. He can tell you your situation. It's going to be all right. And then when you look at your situation, you be looking like, God says it's going to be all right, but look how bad it looks. But how many of you know, you have to believe the report of the Lord. Yes. Amen. Whose report will you believe? You have to believe the report of the Lord. Amen. Anything, amen, amen, gets worse before it gets better. Amen. Yes. It's just like a mother that's having a baby. A lot of us have had babies. Amen. Amen. And that last time, when it's almost time to, amen, to bring that baby out in the last month, it's like it gets rough. Amen. And even the baby been born, it's like they telling you to push and all this stuff. You got to, amen, like everything. But once you, amen, this perseverance through that, then out comes a beautiful baby. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Lord speaks about, you know, he tells us, amen. I believe he has told a lot of us. He has told me, amen, help is on the way, amen. He knows when we are crying and we're discouraged and we're tired, amen. We're tired of, amen, waiting for this and tired of waiting for that, or tired of going through this, or tired of going through that, amen. And the Lord, he will still speak to you. His answer is still the same. He don't change his answer. He still said, help is on the way, amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. And in the book of Nehemiah, amen, he began to read, amen, what the Lord had to say, amen, to the people of God. And he began to tell them at that latter part of the verse, he said, neither be sorry, amen. We have to tell ourselves, we got to encourage ourselves in the Lord, amen. You can't look for somebody to encourage you, because you might not always get no one to encourage you, but you have to encourage yourself in the Lord, amen. That means you won't be able to encourage yourself unless you go and get into some prayer, amen, and spend some time with the Lord. You can't be encouraged running all over the place, amen. You got troubles and issues and stuff. I mean, that's the way the flesh of us do, but really that is not the correct way to do it. We had a lot of pressure on us. We got a lot of stress on us. We got a lot of stuff going on with us. Amen. And we do it our way. It's not God's way. We run here. We run there because we're trying to keep our minds off of it. But really, it still be on our mind. But if we spend some time and say, you know what, I'm pulling off to the Lord right now. I want my mind to be at peace. I want my soul to be consoled by the Lord. I'm going to pull off from the Lord and pull off and get in some prayer. And when you get pulled off, you make a decision. I'm going to get off with God into some prayer about whatever I'm going to and going through. And before you know it, you feel that peace of God that passes all understanding. It'll just cause your soul to be at rest and peace. Amen. Glory to God. It'll just calm you down. Well, because at the end of the day, there's nothing you or I can do about your situation. Amen. We can't make one stature higher than we are. You can't make yourself no taller than what you already are. You can't make yourself no shorter. You know, that's what the scripture says. You can't add one cubit, one step, more step to you. You can't. There's nothing you can do about some of your situation. There's some things, glory to God, that you can do, but there's some things actually you cannot do about your situation. So why worry? Glory to God. I said, neither be ye sorrowful, glory to God, but the joy of the Lord is your strength. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And it's in the book of Psalms said, I will lift up my eyes. And that's what Deacon Coleman was saying. His amen. He was testifying and exhorting, giving a little exhortation all the same time. But it said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. You got to lift your eyes up off the situation. Amen. And that's not going to, amen. That's not going to say that the devil not going to keep fighting you with the same thing. He would leave for a season, but he'll come back. Amen. And still try to trouble your mind. And you got to cast down every imagination and every high down. You got to keep casting stuff down off of your mind. Amen. Glory. Cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalting itself against your knowledge. Amen. It stresses exalting itself against the knowledge of God. Whatever it is that he's trying to put to dominate the things of God in your mind, you got to cast it down. Because the Bible said the weapon, and God wouldn't tell us to cast things down if he know we didn't have the ability to cast them down. Why would God tell you and me to do something that he knew you couldn't do anyway? He said, you cast it down. He didn't say he was going to cast it down. He said, you cast it down. It said cast down. Cast down means to throw it off your mind. Get rid of that and say what God say. Amen. When I was on my way to church, I had to rebuke the devil myself. I said, you are lying, Satan. God said this, and it's not going to be like you said. And you have to just tell the devil just the way it is. Amen. You got to go, because the David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't have to fear no evil. Some things you walk through going to make you fearful, going to make you trembling, going to make you shaking. But God said, glory to God, you don't have to fear no evil if you know God is with you. Somebody give God a praise. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Like I was talking about those feet and hands, feet in high places. Glory to God. God will teach you how to war over here. He'll teach you how to go through stuff where you won't quit, where you won't go under, and you'll still be tripping over stuff because God will make you strong. The Bible said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the book of Psalms, it says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. Amen. Glory to God. If you notice, amen, God is up. He's not down. We walk like this when we going through stuff. We down. That's how you doing? Oh, I'm doing okay. Head all down the step. Glory to God. God wants you to lift up your head. Oh, ye gates, and say no. Sometimes I tell the Lord when I don't feel happy on the inside, I feel a little discouraged. I said, Lord, I ask you to put a smile on my face and put joy in my heart, because I can smile at you but be sad on the inside. I said, Lord, put some joy in my heart. Take away the spirit of heaviness, for the spirit of heaviness, anoint me with the oil of gladness, because I need joy in my inside. Joy starts from the inside, honey. It don't start from the outside. It starts from the inside. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. And God is saying, no matter what you're going through today, neither be ye sorrowful. Holly, but the joy of the Lord is your strength. And then he began to say, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. I'm going to lift up my eyes and my heart to the Lord, because nobody else has my answer but the Lord. Quit running around here to people trying to get an answer. They don't have your answer. They need help themselves. Look into the hills for what's coming, your help. And all my help, it comes from the Lord. Somebody give God a praise.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And the Psalms 46 say, God is our refuge. God is our hiding place. God is our shelter. Amen. Glory to God. That's what a refuge is. He's my safety place. Glory to God. He's my place of protection. He's my place of security. God is my refuge, and he's my strength. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And a very present help. I'm so glad he's very present. Glory to God. I'm glad he's not absent. Amen. I can depend on the Lord. Can you depend on the Lord? When I can't call on nobody else, I can depend on the Lord. It might be a time of night you can't call people. It's too late in the hour. You might be there. They're just you and God and going through something in your mind and heart. But all he is a prayer. He's just a whisper away. I can say, Lord, come by here and help me. Glory to God. For the Bible said the Lord is a present help. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is my refuge. God is my safety place. God is my safe haven. God is my protection. God is everything, a place of security. I run into Jesus. Glory to God. When my heart is overwhelmed in me, lead me to the rock that's higher than me. God is my refuge. He's my strength, and he's a present help. Amen. Amen. He's there anytime you need him. He's right there. When I'm in trouble, he's a present help. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I didn't know if I told you all the title of my message, but help is on the way.
Yeah.
Help is on the way. Glory to God. I say help. You got to believe it. Glory to God. Hot tub a whole shit town. You can't look at what's going on right now. You don't see no help. You may look right now and say, I don't see no help. That's why you can't look around and look for it. You got to believe what God said. God said help is on the way. Whether you see it or not, you got to believe help is coming. And if you believe help is coming, he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Somebody give God. How many of you look at this knowing that God's going to send help your way? How many of you know your situation will not stay the same? I said, how many of you know that your situation is not going to stay the same? How many of you expecting changes in your life? Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. God is my refuge. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And getting back to help. Amen. Help means assistance. Hallelujah. When you help somebody, it means you assist them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got different helps in the ministry. It means glory to God. I'm the pastor, Thomas. I'm the pastor. But God got other people that work in the ministry to assist the help. The music assists the help. The person that run the fire help did the fire, they assist the help. People, glory, they participate doing different things. They assist this ministry. A help. Glory to God. Well, God's greater than that. God helps us all at the same time. He got so much power. He can help Sister Terry. He can help Sister Shanita. He can help you and all us at the same time and help the world at the same time. He's a mighty God. Somebody give God a praise. God's not wholly intimidated by no situation. God's not intimidated about your situation. Your tears you shed, your disappointments, your shocks in life. God's not upset, and he's not wholly moved by none of that. Glory to God, he is moved enough to help you. For the Bible says he's touched with the feeling of our infirmity, and God will not allow you to be tempted above that which you're able to be. But with the temptation, God gonna make a way of escape that you'll be able to bear. And then you'll find out that all things things work together for your good. Somebody give God a praise. He's our assistance. He's our aid. He's our support. Whatever you need to just open your mouth and talk to the Lord about it. Glory to God. You look at your bills. Oh, you got more coming in and you got money coming in. How did the devil want you to just get discouraged about it? You just lay your hands upon every bill and say, Lord, I need more than enough. I don't need less enough to pay this one. I need more than enough. Somebody give God a praise. You will have what you say. God is above. He's enough. He give you more than enough.
Hallelujah.
You ask big, you get big from the Lord. You want to go to Burger King or one of them, you say, supersize everything. Supersize everything. God is a supersized God. Hallelujah. It depends on how your, where your faith is and where you, if you just want him to give you $23 for this bill and you want him to give you $10 for that bill, and but you got all these other bills, but if you just give me $10, I want you to pay every bill and give me some extra too. That's the way I go, Father. I like a supersized, because he's a supersized God. Glory to God. Handala baho shata. You need healing in your body. Oh Lord, just heal this one area in my body, but something else ailing me. Lord, heal my whole body. I just need a miracle. Somebody give God a praise. Why ask little? Ask big of the Lord, and he shall surely do it.
Amen. Thank you.
Somebody give God a praise. And when you sow your tithes and offering to the ministry, and God's back in the ministry, you're going to be blessed anyway. You got people, they mooching. But God exposed moochers. You getting something for your soul, you're supposed to feed the, and support the house of God. Amen. Glory to God. And God will give you back. You just raise your envelope up to the Lord while you at home. Say, Lord, I am a tither. Lord, I am a tither. I give my tithes, Lord. I give my offerings, Lord. I come faithfully to the house of God. And watch and see, won't he do it all for you? Watch and see he'll move in your behalf.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise. Ask big of the Lord.
Amen.
Supersize it. I need a job. Lord, I need the best job and a convenient job that you would have. You don't have to settle for anything. Glory to God. And if it didn't fall through for you, maybe God has something else for you. Somebody give God a break. Because most of the time, the things we want, God got something better anyway. It's got maybe other better things that you don't know. Better other things that come along with it.
Yeah.
Come on, give God a praise. Amen. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will we not fear? He said that because he know we fear. It's like the disciples when they were in that boat. They say, Lord, care us not that we perish. I mean, they was getting ready, before they know their life is going to be over with. But Jesus, the Son of God, was down at the bottom of the boat, sleep. Amen. Resting in peace. And he just came up and say, peace, be still. God would just, if we just look to him, he'll come up in your soul and say, just peace, be still. We'd be like Mary, Martha, troubled by so many things. Oh, Lord, this over here happened. Oh, God, this over here happened. Oh, this, God just wants you to come to him. He said, come unto him, me, all that are labored and heavy laden. He said, I will give you rest. And I just love the peace of God. What about you? I said, I love the peace of God because the Bible said it passes all your understanding. In other words, when you should be ailing, you should be crying, you should be distressed, but you, glory to God, you got peace. People can look at you and don't understand the peace you got. Somebody give God a praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
I was reminded, I think it was Friday, because I go to the homeless shelter for 2 hours on Friday, volunteer, and I had been, you know, into prayer before I left out of my house. I had things of troubling me the day before and then. But I went on and the lady, I felt the confidence of God that everything was all right. He just strengthened me, encouraged me, and I went on. And this when I got in there, the lady that I'd be at the desk with, she said, hello, it's so good to see you. You know, I said, thank you. Good to see you too. And then later on, she proceeded to say, I don't know if she, I was had this little book I had, I was reading. And I don't know if she had been looking at me and watching me. She said, "Boy, you just look so peaceful." She said, you just look at you, just so peace. You got peace on you. Hatoboshaya. She might have knew what I had went through. But I said, "Lord, I got that was encouraging for me." I said, "Lord, thank you for letting her sense the peace of God upon me." Amen. Letting God you know I'm with you no matter what you're going through. Amen. The biggest attacks that we have is in our minds. Those are the biggest attacks. If you can conquer stuff in your mind, you can conquer anything. You know what I'm saying? You can conquer a headache, a toothache, or whatever. You just get it in your mind. It's the mind. That's the warfare of the mind. The devil throwing all kind of darts at the mind. So if you can get past the mind, you're good. That's why the Bible said, "Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus." So the word "let" means to allow. So that means you have the ability to let your mind drift off one way or drift off another way. You have the power. The Bible said, "Let this mind," what mind? The mind of Christ. Because see, the mind of Christ is so strong, nothing can penetrate it. But stuff can penetrate your and my mind and your emotions and everything else. If you be crying over something like, oh, crying over a loved one or crying over a relationship, you're about to lose your mind. But God will strengthen you. Amen. He'll say, "Let this mind be within you, which is also in Christ Jesus." Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. And it says, therefore, God is our refuge, our shelter, our hiding place. God is all these things into us. Amen. Our protection and strength. That's the only protection you got is the Lord. I said that's the only protection that you and I have is the Lord. Even against the attacks out here and the devil's shooting people and all that. The only protection you got, you can be in a small group of people. You can be in a big crowd of people out there. Amen. People shooting, their bullets don't have no eyes on them. It's the Lord that cover you with the blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Got to keep your mind from going crazy. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's your refuge and your strength. Amen. A present help in a time of trouble. It said, therefore, will not we fear? God said, don't fear. I know you're going to feel like fear. The Bible said fear has torment. The Bible also said that God has not given us the spirit of fear. God has not given us, when we're fearful and troubled and shaken and stressed out, that comes from the devil. God don't give you that. That's not God's nature. Amen. So the Bible said, though we fear, amen, the earth, they say, therefore will we not fear though the earth be removed? And this is what the devil's trying to bring to the whole world. It's a great deal of fear. People fearing their lives, for they're fearing this and that. But amen, amen. If someone ain't fearing enough, not come to the Lord to get saved. Amen. But they're fearing. They're putting all this stuff out here, making people almost fear to go out their house. Therefore, will not we fear though the earth be removed, though the mountains be cast into the midst of the sea? God said, no matter how bad it get, do not fear. Amen. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with great swell, it's all this chaos, all this stuff happening. It said, there's a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God and the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her and help her right early. Amen. Amen. The Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. Amen. Glory to God. God, it might look like God's not in the midst of whatever you're going through, but if you really love him and you really serve him, God is in the midst of that trouble that you're going through. I said, God is in the midst of that trouble that you're going through. God is concerned. Glory to God. God cares. He see the tears that fall from your eyes. He see your heart when it's overwhelmed. He see when you're trying to do right, when the devil's telling you you ought to quit walking with God, your life. He see you still persevering. He is with you. He's in the midst with you in your trouble. See, that's what people separated. Well, God's not with me, so I might as well just drip out. God is with you. He said, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm with you. Somebody give God a praise. Jesus.
Jesus.
And he's with you to bring you through and to bring you out. Amen. And a lot of times the devil tell you you're not coming out. He said, this ain't going to be fixed over here. That ain't going to be fixed over here. You're not coming out. Glory to God. But somebody shout, I am coming out. Somebody shouted, I am coming out. Holly, you might not feel like you're coming out. It may not look like you're coming out. You got to know that you're coming out. Somebody give God the praise. You got to know that this is not it. I know, amen, this is not it. The devil's a lie. He wants you to think, like, well, this is it. No, this is not it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Because you got to believe what the Lord says. You can't believe what, we can't believe any type of report that the devil says. Devil got all kind of reports to say it. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. In the book of Hebrews it says, amen, for yet a little while, in a little while, that sounds so good to us. A little while, a short while. A little while to us, that's a short while. That means not long. That's what it means in our vocabulary. Not long. But it's still for a period of time. A little while is still a period of time. It could be a short time. It could be a long time. It could, to us, it's a short time. Amen? So you just don't read into it and just take it for what it is, a little while. Just know that your situation is going to turn around in a little while. That's the best way to look at it, just like you say. Amen? Because God didn't give you a time limit. But David said in the song, my times are in his hand. But only thing the Lord telling us to do, he's comforting us with these words. He said, glory to God, for yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. He's saying, God's going to come and fix your situation. Don't give up. That's really what he's saying. So people say, well, he's telling me not to give up, and I'm trying not to give up. So what do I do in the midst? That's where you ask the Lord, show me what to do while I'm waiting on you. Show me how to handle this while I'm doing this over there. But God wants us to be happy and not sad. The devil throw darts at your way. He wants you to be discouraged and wants you to be sad. But if God tell you not to be sad and not to be, amen, to be encouraged, you have to be like David. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Encourage yourself in the Lord. You know, even with David, amen, glory to God, when they, amen, come and took his wives and come and took his their children and took them and held them as, you know, hostages and stuff. Amen. Glory to God. And even took the men they worked that was with him and took their families and everything. They was all upset at David. And they talk about stoning him. Because they very upset at him because their family got snatched away like his. But David didn't have nobody there to encourage him, and he encouraged himself in the Lord. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. You got to encourage yourself in the Lord, and you got to tell yourself, this may not be happening the way that I think it's going to happen. It may not be happening right now. My situation looks like it's not changed. I might have, amen, a dollar to my name or no, none at all. Amen. Glory to God. And this matter, but you got to keep on believing that God gonna turn it around.
Amen.
Amen. You gotta keep on believing and trusting God, and it has to come to the part where it actually comes alive in your soul. Amen. You can say God gonna turn it around. So I can say right now, how many of you believe God gonna turn around? Everybody say God gonna turn around, and people, everybody would say God gonna turn it around. You, some people say about this like how they feel it. And then they say it again. God gonna turn around. God gonna turn it around. But you really got to say it till you actually believe it. You know what I'm saying? It's because it's not for the next person. It's for you. It's got to catch a hold in your soul till you like, I believe that this is gonna turn around. Amen? Amen. For he that shall come, and will not tarry. Amen. Lord God, this is something that the Lord says to me all the time. And I know God is not a man that he should lie. And when you know some things about the Lord, you know that they're true. And the Lord tells me this title, this message, he says that to me all the time. Help is on the way. And sometimes, if you don't watch it, God can say something to you, amen, that you just take lightly for granted because it's not happening. You be like, yeah, I heard that before. Help is on the way. But God, amen, he loves to surprise you. He'll sneak up on you too. You know what I'm saying? God will sneak up on you. Most time he sneak up on you with those blessings. And then think about it. Bless you in spite of you not believing him. Because he's faithful. We believe God. Sometimes it's almost as far as we can see him. And we believe him. He knows somewhere down the road you done got a little shady with it. He know you done got into a little unbelief. He know that you kind of don't believe him quite like you need to. But don't you feel so bad when he does it anyway? When he does it anyway, amen? Amen, like the account or whatever that you applied for, the application, yeah, it did look like it wasn't going through, but it went through anyway. You almost told yourself, they ain't going to give me this, they ain't going to do that and everything. And then, so you know, you feel so bad because it happened anyway. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. God's just, he just does stuff just like that. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. He that shall come will come and will not tarry. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm looking to the hills from whence come my help. Even the occupations and things that God has given us. Even with myself, even as pastor and everything. Amen. It's not easy just to walk away. So I'm not going to do God's will anymore. Especially when he called you. If you'd have called yourself, you'll walk away from stuff. But when you ain't called, when he's the one to call you, it's easy to walk away. Because you feel like I'm not going to be pleasing to the Lord. I don't care what, not this pastor, anything God's called you to do. If you really love the Lord, you cannot walk away from it like that. Glory to God. But Paul said in the Bible, he said, there were some with us, but they went out from among us. Because they weren't with us. He said, and if they was with us, they would have continued. Mm-hmm. You will continue no matter how bad that you go through with God. Amen. It's, if you really love the Lord, the Bible said, what or who shall separate me from the things of God? Shall distresses, shall this, shall that. And Paul said, I am fully persuaded that nothing shall separate me. And you have to been and went through some things with God to get to that point. You got to been and went through some experiences, not what you say. That's why I say it don't matter so much. The devil don't care about what you say. He don't care about even me, what I say. He don't care about what I preach, what I teach, as long as I live. He'll know I live it. Amen. If he know that I can't back up what I preach, he don't, that what you preach, amen. You can preach to other people and be a castaway yourself. Paul said, I don't want to preach to other people and am not make it myself. I'm going to help other people, but I'm not going to make it myself. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. The devil don't care anything about what you and I say, long as you, amen, don't do it. You don't do it. That's what he wants you to do, not do it. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Let somebody clap your hands for the Lord. Glory to God. Help. It's on the way. Amen. Can I get somebody to say that? Amen. With all you got. But draw your mind. I want you to just close your eyes. Hallelujah. And lift your hand up to the Lord. And just say it.